It's time for Central Iowa Today. Here's Ken Hughey.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Central Iowa Today on News Talk 1230, KFJB AM and 93.9 FM. You know, when you drive past Marshalltown Community College, or you're at an event out there, or you look at things out there, maybe you're out there for a meeting, you may see a fair amount of international students. Well, that's because MCC and Iowa Valley, you know, do a great job in catering to them and providing opportunities for international students. And to talk about that, we are going to visit with Vicki Unferth, who is in charge. I don't know exactly what your title is. I didn't get that, Vicki, but I know you're involved with the international students and all that, and we're happy to have you on the air today with us.
Well, thanks. My title is actually Coordinator of International Students and Programs.
Okay, well, we got that out, so you can coordinate us all the way through this. You know, I think people sometimes take it for granted that they take for granted a lot of things, I think, when it comes to community colleges, and in this case, MCC, because they don't actually realize sometimes, since they're not always out on campus, how many international students MCC does serve.
This spring, we had 60 international students from 19 different countries.
Wow. That's got to be kind of an interesting job, trying to coordinate all of those from different countries with different backgrounds, different cultures, different languages. Obviously, they probably got a fairly good grasp of English coming into Marshalltown, but still, I'm sure is it usually a little bit of culture shock for most of them?
It is. Most of them come from cities. So for most of them, this is small, very quiet, but they also appreciate it because they talk about how peaceful it is.
So when it comes to international students, how do they find out about Marshalltown Community College?
Sure. Actually, most of our international students are athletes. So of the 60 we had this spring, only 7 did not come originally as athletes.
Okay.
They did not all continue to be athletes, but a lot of them are recruited by the coaches, and the coaches have contact with agents, or in some cases we've had students that go back to Brazil or back to Colombia or back to Spain, and then they talk about their experiences, and then they have friends or contacts from back home who become interested in MCC.
Well, you mentioned, you know, some South America countries and others. Is there a particular area of the world that MCC seems to attract more students from, or is it pretty well spread out?
I will use Brazil as an example, and because that's our largest number. This spring we had 14 Brazilians. 13 of the 14 were soccer players, so our soccer team has done well and has done well for the Brazilians who have been here, so they refer their friends. That's our biggest number. We also have a good number of Canadians now who come for baseball. Japanese students generally come for soccer. Spain has provided men's and women's basketball players and soccer players. So those are our four countries that are currently most represented.
And so, you know, they come in, and as you mentioned, many of them are athletes, and so they are recruited and are probably mentored quite a bit by the respective coaching staffs. But do the coaching staffs also, I know they take a role in trying to mentor them academically, but what other options are there for them to help them with the academics and get kind of settled into their new surroundings?
Mm-hmm. So I actually do ask them to come a week early before classes will start, and I do an orientation where we talk about the resources here on campus. We show them around Marshalltown. We get them, if they want, bank accounts or phones. Try to take them to stores as they need. So we try to help them feel comfortable, mm-hmm. and also to get to know each other during that orientation time. I'm actually their academic advisor, so I'm actually the one that helps them schedule their classes. So
okay.
When they come in for that orientation week, they take math and English placement tests. So we know, do they need to take an extra English as a second language course? Are they ready for Composition 1, or do they maybe need to take some kind of a prep class before they can take English. And then during the semester, too, we try to do some activities to help them get to know the area, feel comfortable here, and help others learn about their cultures, too.
Well, I know that I'm aware of the Tiger Vault, which is a place where students, especially international students, can gather. How important is a place like the Tiger Vault to help them with dorm life and on-campus life and kind of be able to share experiences?
Well, and so what the Tiger Vault actually is, it's basically a free store. And so we collect donations, some groups collect donations for us, but it's where students can go to get supplies. And so if you think about a student coming from Brazil or Japan, they're probably coming with one big, maybe a carry-on. So they're not bringing sheets and blankets. They're not bringing cleaning supplies. They're not bringing toiletries for the most part. So the Tiger Vault is a place that they could go to get some of those extra needs filled without paying for them. And so we look for donations so that they can, if I bring somebody back from the airport at midnight, we can't even go to Walmart at that time. So we go to the Tiger Vault to see, you know, are there some sheets and blankets and towels and soap and toothpaste to get the person through the night.
How many of them go immediately and being homesick, going, what in the world am I doing here?
You know, actually, when they get here, most of them are pretty excited. So it takes them a little while to get to that feeling. It's usually, you know, either they get really tired in the practice or, they have a big test. And that's when they start thinking about, oh, I'm not sure I should have done this. Oh, I wish I had my family here. They really, when they get here, they're too excited. They're not. It takes them a while. They're not homesick right away.
And I know that the on-campus housing is a big part of that because you do have the dorms out there, and they're mainly, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's my impression that they're mainly designed for these international students. That's why they're there.
Well, and they are nice because they are apartments, and there are four people in an apartment. And so a four-person apartment has two bathrooms. So they have a kitchen. So they because they're on campus, they will eat in the cafeteria. But in some of these countries, they're used to dinner at 7 or 9 o'clock at night. So often they're going back and preparing their own food later in the evening, because they're used to eating later.
Yeah, I can imagine. And then trying to find food that might appeal to them might also be interesting sometimes. Or maybe I should say getting used to American cuisine.
Yeah, it kind of goes both ways. There are definitely things that they wish they had. But what's nice with the variety of groceries that we have now in Marshalltown is that they can find the supplies that they want here. Occasionally, we'll take someone to a different store in Ames or Des Moines for food supplies, but we're pretty well supplied with the variety that some of our regular stores have, plus the Asian and Mexican stores here have some things that maybe they can't find elsewhere.
You know, and you mentioned that many of the majority of the international students are athletes, but you know, they are also on campus. You know, they're hoping that they'll be able to go to the next level athletically, but I'm sure they want to go to the next level academically as well. Are there some programs and some degrees or that they kind of gravitate to? Or, again, is that just as numerous as the individuals that you have come onto campus?
I would say right now our most common majors are some kind of business. Athletic training is big. Sports management is big. I think those are the most common ones our students find themselves directed toward.
So, you know, we talked about, you know, it's anybody going to college, going away, or going off to live on their own for the first time, it's always, and it, an interesting experience. I mean, I know it was for me, and it is for everybody else. When you get the, you know, you've got a really true microcosm there of the proverbial melting pot. Does it take very long for them to kind of to get in tune with each other and to be able to adapt to the different cultural backgrounds they bring with them, not only with each other, but obviously with the folks from the Marshalltown area and around the state of Iowa and beyond?
Mm-hmm. I would say as far as on campus is concerned, in general, the students are pretty open to getting to know each other and to learning about U.S. culture and learning about the culture of other international students. We do try to show them around to some of the sites in Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
That was a little difficult during COVID, during the peak of COVID, but we'll get those kinds of things started again this fall.
And I'm sure it was interesting, and I know we've talked about this over the last year with Dr. Fisher and others from Iowa Valley that, you know, all of a sudden COVID came along and some of these international students didn't have anywhere to go or couldn't get home.
Yeah, last summer that was definitely true, that there were the students that just stayed. They didn't want to or were afraid they wouldn't be able to get back. So definitely Brazilians, Colombians, our student from Panama, they were here. Dominican Republic, they stayed. They were afraid. They were afraid if they went back, they wouldn't be able to come back. So,
right.
Or maybe they couldn't even get there to their countries in some cases.
So when it comes to coordinating all of these individuals from different backgrounds, different countries, what is it about this job of coordinating that you enjoy the most?
It is so interesting to learn about their different cultures. And you know, I have to learn to be flexible, too, that they have different ways of looking at things sometimes. But like I said, they come open-minded, so that is a good thing. It is really interesting to learn sometimes about food or their hometowns, celebrations, foods. We didn't do this last year because of COVID, but 2 years ago we did a program called Treats Around the World, and I would ask students from a particular country to prepare 3 snacks and come up with a beverage that we should have and just serve it to anybody from the campus who came to taste, and then they could talk about their countries, they could answer questions. So it was a great experience for the students that did it, because and I paid for the food supplies, so we tried some things from different countries that people would not have tried before. We had a paella from Spain that had octopus in it. Mm-hmm. We had a Japanese dish, I think, that had octopus again. Hy-Vee probably did pretty well with their octopus sales that year because different people were trying some of these different kinds of food.
We just got about a minute left, and I know that there has been a little bit more attention, COVID notwithstanding, to try and pair some of these students with some local families. Are you still working on that?
Yeah, so that's a program we're going to kick off this fall. We're just calling it Friends of International Students. So we will be looking for families that want to spend time maybe about once a month with an international student, and that can be going out to dinner or having a student over to a home or going to a game or a fair or just things that a family might normally do, but taking along an extra person.
Well,
these international students.
We are already out of time. It's just been fascinating and fun to talk to you about this, and maybe we will have to do a part two of this again. Vicki Unverth, Coordinator of International Students and Academics for them out at MCC, thanks for your time, and we'll hopefully visit again soon.
Thank you. Sounds good.
And thank you for being with us on Central Iowa Today on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM.